From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon, this is Peter McIntyre for the next 15 minutes. Today we're going to be thinking about one aspect of the Christmas story, the little town of Bethlehem. And over the next few weeks, we'll focus upon the Saviour who came, that we might be saved. Do pause and reflect and think about Him in the midst of all the busyness at this Christmas season. First, I'm going to play you a track sung by a friend of mine. You can buy his CD in the shops. He has prepared it for Christmas. And this is one of those great classics, Joy to the World. His name's Sam Houston.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. White fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. The world with truth and grace, and make the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
There's just one verse I'd like to read to you today. It is found in the book of Micah, chapter 5, in the verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth hath been of old, from everlasting. We know that God will bless the reading of His word to our hearts. Over these next few weeks, I'm going to share a few thoughts from the Christmas story. The story of our Saviour's Nativity, that great moment in history when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became man. For a very long time, this has been a Christian festival, a time when we reflect upon the Saviour who came. And in the midst of all of the tinsel, the glitter, the gifts, the shopping, all of those things that we do at Christmas, let us pause to think about the reason for this season of the year, to think about the Christ without whom we would not have Christmas. The hymn writer said, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And today we're going to think about Bethlehem. There are few places in Scripture as dear to the Christian as the little town of Bethlehem. This is particularly blessed because our Saviour was born of a virgin, within the boundaries of this place. Bethlehem has for long held a certain mystique in the Christian psyche. For example, Justin Martyr, a 2nd century apologist for the Christian faith, allegedly pinpointed the very stable where Jesus was born, and this was actually a cave. 200 years later, Constantine, Roman Emperor, had a church erected in the spot, which is today the oldest Christian church in the world, known as the Church of the Holy Nativity. For a long time, a silver star could be seen in this church, at the very place, it is said, where Christ was born. In the 19th century, this star was stolen, and it sparked an international dispute which eventually led to the Crimean War. It seems that Bethlehem has never been much out of the news over the centuries. And of course now it is part of the infamous West Bank occupied by Israel, disputed by the Palestinians. And this territory sparked the Six-Day War in 1967, and has been a battleground ever since between Jewish settlers and their Arab neighbours. Today, however, I want to switch our attention to the biblical record and discover what we can learn about this place, which is fairly insignificant on one level, but yet highly important on another. Let us consider, first of all, Bethlehem's history. Rachel, the wife of Jacob, died in Bethlehem after giving birth to Benjamin, and she initially called him not Benjamin, but Benoni, which means son of my sorrow. And after the Lord Jesus Christ was born, Simeon took him up in the temple when he was brought to be circumcised, and the old man said in Luke 2:35, "A sword shall pierce through thy own soul also." Bethlehem would bring many sorrows upon Mary, as well as much joy, because the child born in Bethlehem would die on the cross and she would see him suffer. There is sorrow associated with the place. We think of Christ, how he was known as the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Ruth, the widowed Moabitess, came to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law Naomi, and she was married to a wealthy Jew known as Boaz. This union brought her into the fold of Israel, and it also brought her into the family of Christ, and she became a direct ancestor of the Messiah himself. Christ came into the world for all kinds of people. He came for Ruth as well as for David. He came for the Gentile as well as the Jew. David, the king of Israel, was anointed by Samuel the prophet in the house of his father, Jesse, in Bethlehem. David was the one whom his father and his brothers thought so little of that when Samuel the prophet came to anoint the future king, they did not so much as think of bringing David in. Yet the one whom the brothers rejected was set to be the great king. The hymn writer was quite correct when he wrote, "Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child. The child was born in sorrow, he lived in sorrow, and he was set to be the Saviour and the King of kings, the Lord of lords." Let's also think about Bethlehem's name. Bethlehem means the house of bread, and the full name of the place is Bethlehem Ephratah, which actually means fruitful. So this house of bread, it's a fruitful place, it's a place of plenty. That speaks to me of Christ. He is known as the bread of life. Jesus said in John 6:47, "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. I am the living bread," he said, "which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." And there we see his sufferings, for he gave his flesh. He gave his body. Gave his body to suffering, in order that we might be saved. He suffered for us, that we might have the bread of life. And those that partake of Christ, those that taste of Christ by faith, they have everlasting life. There's a satisfaction to be found in the Saviour who comes from Bethlehem, the place of plenty. In the book of Isaiah chapter 35 we read, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see of the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. He makes the desert to blossom as the rose. A place that is unfruitful becomes fruitful. A soul that is barren becomes satisfied. If you don't know the Lord today, you're living in a wilderness without God and without hope. But the Lord can give you plenty. Plenty of love, plenty of joy, plenty of forgiveness, plenty of peace, plenty of goodness. He can do these things for you. Plenty of hope. This is what he can do for you today if you give your life to him. Finally, let's think about Bethlehem's reputation. The prophet Micah was told that Bethlehem Ephrathah was little among the thousands of Judah. It was a despised place. And yet it would become a great place, because out of this little place would come the one who was the ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been of old, from everlasting. And there we see Christ, who lived before he was born as the Son of God. His goings are of old, from everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God. The child born in the manger was the one who made the heavens and the earth. This is how great he was. And he came out of little Bethlehem. You know, this theme runs through the whole history of Bethlehem. Ruth was the despised Gentile widow who became a mother in Israel. David was the despised shepherd boy who became the king. Bethlehem is the despised village which became the birthplace of the Son of God in human flesh. Christ is the despised Saviour. He was rejected in Bethlehem. There was no room for him in the inn. He had to be born in a stable. And yet he is the one who provides us with that place of many mansions, of many rooms. Let not your heart be troubled, he said. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. He is the hope for all of humanity. And yet here he was, born in little Bethlehem. And you can know peace today through him. He can be your king. He can be your saviour. But you need to invite him into your life. Don't be like the people who had no time for him, who had no room for him, who shunned him and rejected him. Don't be like those people. But come today and meet with Christ and know that he is your Saviour and Redeemer. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us. Our Lord, Emmanuel. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.